poisoned lands. 4 good dogs dead in one night, and a rooster, scaly legs in the air, beak in the dust, a terrible sight. Behind high weathered walls, his share of local lands, the owner skulks, or leaves in dismal guttering gaps a trail of broken branches, roots bruised by his mournful rubber boots. Neighbors sight him as a hi-hat, dancing down hedges, a skeletal shape, night-haloed with whistling bats, or silhouetted against cloudy skies, coat turned briskly to the nape, sou'westered in harsh surmise. Children dawdling home from mass chased a bouncing ball and found where he had stood scorched tufts of grass, blighted leaves, and here the sound of rodent gossip sank. Worse by far, dark radiance as though a star had disintegrated, a clinging stench gutting the substances of earth and air. At night, like baleful shadowed eyes, his windows show the way to cars, igniting the dark like fireflies. Gusts of song and broken glass prelude wild triumphal feasts, climaxed by sacrifice of beasts. Privileged, I met him on an evening walk, inveigled him into casual weather talk. "I don't like country people," he said with a grin. The winter sunlight halved his mottled chin, and behind a white notice seemed to swing and say, "If you too licked grass, you'd be dead."